Back on KJS Sports Talk, Matt Greenwood speaking to Chris Partney, Festus Boys track and field coach, and he joins us here to talk about the upcoming 2019 spring season. Coach, last year I know you did have a lot, you did not have a lot of qualifiers for state. Max McDaniel obviously standing out in the 1600 meter run, taking fourth place there. So, and then you had Jalen Watson take fourth in the long jump. So let's start with those two and sort of their off seasons and what you expect from them this year.
Well, I tell you what, Max is an incredible athlete. He continued on after the state track meet to prepare and run cross country, where the whole distance group got another state title this year. So he has been kind of on a mission, not just in cross country, but conditioning himself to go back and have a great season this spring. As far as Jalen goes, heck of a football season. Worked his tail off to make sure that, you know, he could increase his speed and strength so that he'd be ready in the sprints and in the long jump. Again, another good off season. And his seniors, both of them, were going to be looking to kind of to guide this team. And I know the team's going to look for him, too, as they look up to him and all of their success and preparation to kind of lead him through what I think is going to be a really good year.
Coach, I know when it comes to track and field, there are a lot of different events. There's the meter hurdles, just the straight up meter runs. Then there's, of course, the field events like the shot put and the long jump and the triple jump and all this and all that. And instead of me trying to break down each one and who you got, kind of give us an idea as to where you see some strengths for certain field events for this season.
Well, 19 events. You're right. There's a bunch of them. And the competition around here in Jefferson County as far as track goes is phenomenal, always has been. And it's going to be a great one again this year as far as local schools. So to get those 19 events as kind of nailed down as you can is kind of the goal, so you can score a lot in the conference meet and try to build those points in all those events. So you're right, there's a bunch of it out there to kind of perfect and work on. Where our strengths are going to be, it's always, as you know, distance. The distance crew winning those state titles across country and carrying it over, they are tuned in and kind of reload every year. We're really lucky to have Coach Wright on the staff as my distance coach, and all those kids come out in the spring. So the 4x8, the 8, the 16, those distance events are usually kind of our bread and butter in the past with Max and Jonah Krieg and Garrett Ryan, Simon Ogle, all these guys, and a plus, I mean, we got a bunch of them, so there's more I'm not mentioning. That's going to be kind of usually, like usual, our backbone. Jalen Watson, of course, coming back, finishing fourth in state and breaking the school record last year. We talked about him. We have a couple sprinters out that we haven't had before for the first year in track that we've been really wanting to come out, and they've decided to come out. Akil Muhammad and a baseball player that came out this year, Casey Martin, who's a sophomore, going to be a fantastic additions in the sprints. We got Jacob Pauly, who is a senior. He'll be going to Maryville on a track scholarship in the 300 and 110 hurdles, as well as any other event, really high jump, long triple. He can do a little bit of everything, javelin, because he's kind of a multi-event kid. But he's really going primarily for the hurdles. Just signed his letter. Got Caden Glaze, a sophomore, who was a freshman last year, jumping 41, 42 feet in the triple jump, which is phenomenal, but got hurt toward the end of the season. So he could be, as I know he's wanting to get back in those mid-40s this year as a sophomore and try to get to the state meet. Good pole vault program with Coach Reed. He's getting somebody, seems girl or boy, or sometimes both up to the state meet. Had a couple state champions. He's a heck of a pole vault coach. He's got a young kid named Aiden Grant that, if he gets over an injury he suffered, could be right there competing for another state qualifier. We are just, you know, really excited in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it. And I was actually, I was waiting for the pole vault mention, because if not, I was going to ask you about it. But that to me is just a cool looking event and all that stuff. But all right, Coach Partney. Well, obviously, it sounds like you've got what's to be a pretty fun 2019 season and some new faces and some old faces. And of course, you know, it always helps to have Bryant DeWright on your coaching staff. All right, Coach.
Yeah, it does.
Anything else you want to add about this upcoming season? Kind of maybe fill us in as to when your first track meet is, all that good stuff?
Yeah, our first track meet is at the Early Bird. We host it here at Festus. It's always been a big meet to kick off the year. There were a couple meets before that, but we didn't get any of those. We're going to save our home meet here, the Early Bird, for our first. And so we've added some meets, Lindbergh, and some places we haven't gone to the past few years that have a lot better competition in certain areas. So we're trying to get, you know, the best competition we can, even if it means less meets because they kind of cross each other on the schedule, but quality meets. All intended to get us ready for district, sectionals, and state. And conference along the way, not that it's, you know, it's insignificant, but we're really kind of geared more towards post-conference success. But obviously the kids always look to that as a bragging rights thing, so I know that they've got that in their sights.
All right, very well. And Coach, when is that early bird?
That is next weekend, next Friday. It's a two-day meet, Friday and Saturday.
All right, all sounds very good. Coach Partney, appreciate your time. Best of luck to the Festus track and field team this year, and thankful to you for coming on to KJ Sports Talk to talk to us today.
Hey, anytime, and I appreciate the coverage and what you guys do for the kids.
You're very welcome. That is Chris Partney, Festus boys track and field coach, joining us on KJ Sports Talk.